Yeah, Shavuot Tov, everybody. So Rishon of Chayesar, of course, begins with the death of Sarah Imenu, according to many midrashim in Chazal. The Smichos Aparshios, Parcha Nishmasa, that tragically the life of Sarah came to an end as a consequence of the Akedah, hearing about the Akedah that Yitzchak was almost a korban, and that's the explanation for the Smichos HaParshios to the end of Parshas Vayera. The Sforno has a different position on the matter. He actually looks not so much at the Akedah, but the succeeding Psukim. Vayhi acharei hadvarim ha'ele vayigal d'Avraham le'mor, hinei yalda milka gam hi banim l'nachor achicha, rutz b'charo v'es buz achi v'es kimuel av Yavram, v'es kesed v'es chazo, v'es pildash v'es yidla v'et b'tuel u'v'suel yalad et rivka. Right, that the whole purpose of these psukim, as Rashi notes at the end of Parshas Vayera, is to inform us of the arrival of Rivka Imenu onto the historical scene, and that's the way the Sforno understands. Vayu Chayei Sarah, the immediate death of Sarah, is the Achra Leidaso Shel Rivka, and he quotes from Chazal, Shein Tzadik Niftar Mina Olam, and the Tzadik only departs the scene Ad Shenolad, or in this case Nolda. Tzadik or Tzadikas Kimosa, that Rivka Imenu had the capacity to really replace, as it were, in the famous Medrash, Bereshis Rabba, Beth Ner Dalok, and the Anan that was, Kashra Ala Oel, the Bracha that was Mitsuya Be'isa, the Psuchal Ravacha of the Oel, all of these different constitutive elements contribute to our understanding of, what Sarah's contribution was, things that had ceased during her lifetime and after her passing, rather, and now we're, reignited or rekindled with the arrival of Rivka Imenu. So again, what the Sforno is trying to point out is that, what Avram and Sarah were able to accomplish was particularly significant, not only in terms of their own lifetime, which was obviously, historic and heroic, but what they were able to accomplish with respect to creating the beginning of a Masora. And Avram accomplished that. Vayochush nehem yachtav, kivi Yitzchak yikari l'cha Sara. And Rivka, and Sarah rather, accomplished that. Sarah megayaris es anashim. Sarah accomplished that, so to speak, by creating a mold of her own behavior, what the expectations of a Jewish matriarch might look like. And then, of course, Rivka's arrival onto the historic scene, if not yet onto the geographic scene, is able to confirm that for us. So again, whereas the Derech HaMelech within Chazal is to understand and to associate the Smichos HaParshios between Misaso Shosara Yemenu with the Akedah in the way that we know, right? The Sforno sees it a little bit differently, that we're of course being told about Rivka Yemenu's, arrival on the scene, and that her arrival on the scene then is a matir, a permission structure of sorts, for Sarah to pass away, meaning now that there's a Rivka on the scene, Sarah has truly completed her historical mission. Without Rivka's birth, then the mission would be incomplete. And again, this is something the Rav spoke about. This is the nature of the covenantal community. It doesn't rest on personal relationships necessarily. For Avram and Yitzchak, it happened to Vayochush Nehem Yachtav, but Sarah is able to create a certain paradigm that Rivka will occupy, even without having encountered her in the personal sense, as we'll get to later in the parasha, Vayevia Yitzchak Ha'ol Sarah Imo, that he's able to recapitulate, or she's able to recapitulate, the achievements of Sarah.